This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is the Vic Police Glow Show, exclusive to Joy Podcast, presented by Vic Police LGBTI liaison officers and a range of Joy presenters. Now, here is the Glow Show.
And hello and welcome to the Glow Show. I'm Will Lanting from World Wide Wave, and today I'm joined by two wonderful glows from the Victorian Police. We have leading Senior Constable Gabby Tyack. How are you going?
Oh, I'm so glad you're here with us, Will.
I know, it's my first time, so we'll hopefully stumble through
we'll
it.
We'll be nice.
And today we're talking about the Police Air Wing, and joining us we have Constable Scott Myers, pilot from wonderful Air Wing. How are you going?
I'm very well. Fabulous. Thanks, Will.
Yeah, no, thanks for joining us.
But, Will, I think he was chopping in, right?
I think he was chopping in.
He was winched.
Winched, yeah, well.
He came in through the window.
It's a bit daring task, but we managed to get him in with the grappling hook. But, look, we're safely seated now, and Police Air Wing's quite close to my heart. I've certainly growing up with it. I was at Essendon Airport as a young lad, and it was 1975, the Police Air Wing began.
Sure
Scott,
did.
Are you able to give us a little bit of background about how it came about?
What actually started the Air Wing is a good question, and I probably can't answer too much about that, but I can say that you're correct. The first operational flight was back in 1975, and it started off with fixed-wing aircraft. I think the first chopper joined shortly after in 1976.
Was that infamous Dauphine 2, which...
I believe so, yeah, and it evolved, I guess, over the years to the Dauphine helicopters that we operate today.
And what sort of fixed-wing aircraft have you operated in the past?
There was, I think they had some Piper Chieftains, there was some Air Commanders and the likes over the years, and potentially having another fixed wing join the fleet in the near future as well.
Can you just give us an overview of some of the roles that you do in the Air Wing itself?
Yeah, absolutely. It's quite varied, and predominantly what we do is support the troops on the ground. So as you can imagine, we get a pretty good view from up there. It's not all just staring out the windows at the great views, but we actually have to do some work as well. And it's basically supporting the troops on the ground. And we do that using the aircraft as an aerial observation platform, providing sort of tactical assistance for ground units for the operational tasks, mainly for crime prevention detection. We do patrols around the metro and rural areas as well.
Mm-hmm.
We support the ground units in following vehicles and apprehending people from the vehicles there. Search and rescue, traffic surveillance. Under certain conditions, we can actually detect traffic offenders, particularly on the state's highways and the larger roads. Searching for stolen property, that sort of stuff. As I said, we get a good view from up there. We also support other emergency service agencies as well.
So these aeroplanes that you have are quite busy. They're
we do a lot of flying.
Yes.
As everyone probably sees them flying around, making lots of noise. So definitely quite busy.
Yeah. Now, just give us a little bit of a rundown on the current fleet you have at the moment.
Yeah, we operate, well, four aircraft at the moment, three of one type and one of another. So there's three Airbus helicopters.
Yes.
The Dauphine, and it's the N3 model. And the other aircraft we operate is also an Airbus EC-135. So
it's commonly known or recognised as a squirrel.
It's a bit bigger than a squirrel,
okay.
And it's slightly different shape now. And it's a twin engine as well.
And that's twin engine, and that brings into an interesting point with twin engine helicopters. A lot of people don't realise that you need the twin engine. So as you can fly at a lower altitude over the suburban areas. Is that correct? With the restrictions, as opposed to a single-engined helicopter, you need to fly higher?
I don't think there's any current restrictions on that, but mm-hmm. that's certainly potential to come in at a later date. We fly the multi-engine because it obviously gives us that redundancy and a little bit of extra safety margin, particularly if an engine fails. I can't recall any situation where one has, but if it did, then the aircraft is certainly...
Certainly designed for redundancy, and you're able to limp home basically on one engine.
Yeah, pretty much, yes.
Yeah. Now, any great aviation organisation has an excellent support structure. So you have excellent engineering facilities. Just give us a rundown of how the police air wing's set up and how many people support it.
Yeah, we have a hangar out at Essendon Airport, and we have full-time maintenance personnel that's contracted to Victoria Police, and they provide the aircraft, the maintenance personnel, and a lot of the equipment is attached or based on the aircraft. And Victoria Police provides the crew for the aircraft. So we're all housed out there. There's couldn't tell you exactly how many people now, but you're looking around about 50-odd people in the hangar, potentially. Not all at once, but certainly working there.
Yeah, and I've noticed you're joined up with the ambulance as well. Do you have a joint operation?
It used to be. As of January this year, Air Ambulance has taken on all their own aircraft and operate themselves. And the former memorandum of understanding that Victoria Police had with it ceased to exist. And we now operate all the aircraft as police aircraft. So we don't actually support the ambulance operations per se anymore.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, because I do recall, correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the Dolphin 3 helicopters was a dual configured for air ambulance operations.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was painted red and white with ambulance markings on it as well.
Yeah, fascinating. Now, Gabby, I need to know how GLOW and the police air wing are tied in. How do you...
Yeah.
What role do you and your organisation do together?
It's an interesting one because you wouldn't naturally think, well, why is it there's a GLOW piloting and helicopter, a police helicopter. But as the GLOW program has expanded and changed from, it used to be, it was pretty much created to be an external focused role where you deal with members of the public who are hesitant to contact the police. And so we promote the GLOWs as someone that's a safe person to come to report crime and get advice. It's expanded now so that we are inclusive of our members. So we offer support to members. So basically GLOWs used to be only... The role was only done by police who were out in the public, so on the van, dealing with the public all the time. And anyone who was in a role such as this one, like a pilot or a role that didn't really have much contact with the public, they couldn't be a GLOW.
Mm-hmm.
But now we see it as a support mechanism for members. So anyone in any rank, any role in Victoria Police can be a GLOW, whether it's external facing or internal facing. So when we were promoting that, Scott came to me and said, you know, I'd really love to be a GLOW. I'm part of Victoria Police. I'm a new pilot. I think last year was when we had this conversation, early last year perhaps, or is it longer than that?
No, it was actually probably about mid to sort of late last year, I think.
Okay.
I've only been out there for 12 months myself. So.
Yeah, so he thought, why can't I be a GLOW? And then we had to think, okay, well, you're a pilot. How would that role look? And really it's about working with his team members at the air wing at Essendon to show them that, well, you can be part of this organisation and LGBTI or an ally, because we don't ask you whether you can be a GLOW and not be part of that community if you want to. It doesn't really matter whether you are or not. To show that in what would probably be seen as a macho man kind of role.
Thank you, Gabby.
You wouldn't think there'd be GLOWs, or maybe there wouldn't even be LGBTI people in parts of those roles. And the organisation has changed. So LGBTI people are in Victoria Police and we're all over the place. And so we want to show that if you're in one of those roles where you might think, oh, there can't be gay people there, well, there can be. Or there can be GLOWs, or there can be allies in that role.
Exactly. Now, that sort of leads into the next question is, certainly in the past, and when the Air Wing was a small group, all the staff there, and correct me if I'm wrong, but all the staff, so maintenance staff, your pilots, other support staff, were all Vic Police members, basically went through the Vic Police Academy at Glen Waverley, that's it. But it's certainly evolved now. You mentioned contractors and other organisations that are sort of support the Air Wing itself. So first of all, the pilots at the Air Wing, are you Vic Police?
Yeah, absolutely. We're all sworn members.
Yes.
And we've all attended the academy in some way, shape or form. The course is generally tailored specifically for us because we don't have that same contact with the general members of the public as the general police members would.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a shortened course and it's tailored specifically for us. And in my particular case, I did 12 weeks out of the academy as opposed to the 31 I think they do.
Maybe even more now.
Yeah, so it's significantly shortened and it focuses on the aspects of being a sworn police officer that I need to know. And also it focuses also on the operational safety tactical training side of things as well.
So what about your support staff, your engineering staff? they're all contractors generally.
That's correct, yeah. They're contracted out.
And they're all, as Gabby was saying, they're all supported by the GLOW organisation.
Well, anyone can be. Anyone who's employed by Victoria Police can be a GLOW. So unsworn, sworn, any rank.
That's fantastic.
But what interested me, because I knew nothing about the Air Wing other than they were really cool and flew helicopters, as you, Scott. And so myself and Dani Houseman, who has been on the show before, she was the previous LGBTI portfolio manager in Victoria Police. We were able to go up on one of their patrols.
Yep.
I wanted to go up and experience it before we had Scott on to interview him, because I didn't understand anything other than you go up and you fly around and I have no idea what you do. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I knew that they were involved in pursuits sometimes and they could go out and assist police in photography if they needed aerial photography, but I didn't really know anything else and I didn't realise there was sometimes three members.
Yeah, generally a crew of three. So yeah. one pilot and two TFOs, and that's a tactical flight officer for those
you're
about
to
ask.
To it, yeah.
And they're all, most of those guys have all become police officers, done their general policing and have then decided to come and specialise in the air wing role.
So what would a TFO generally do in the helicopter? Are they more like electronics officer, so to speak? Or
A little bit, roles? Perhaps, yeah. They essentially run and control the mission itself and what we're actually doing at the time. And they're the ones with the vast policing experience background. So they pretty much control that side of it. For me, it's to integrate that into just operating the aircraft safely and making sure we don't...
And are these TFOs pilots themselves? Or
To be honest, some of them are. Some of them have pilot licenses and have done that in their own time because obviously have a genuine interest in aviation. But in the aircraft, generally, we stick to our own particular roles.
And we briefly touched on it before, the training you did in Glen Waverley with the police. If you are a pilot out there, you have a rotary wing background, whether it be from the military or commercial, and you'd like to get involved in the police air wing, how does one come about that? And what sort of minimum requirements do you need to join the police air wing?
Yeah, certainly. It's advertised specifically on the, I believe it was the Victorian government website, and they recruit specifically for pilots.
Yep.
And you need to have a fair whack of experience. That's close to 2,500 or 3,000 hours total time, which is a fair bit for a helicopter. Might not be for a 747 pilot, but it's a lot for a helicopter. And generally, I think it's about 1,500 hours in command of a helicopter with 500 hours flying twin engines and all the instrument and night vision goggle ratings that go with it.
Okay. Yeah, I've never thought... I knew about instrument rating, but yeah, I was never aware of a night vision goggle rating. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
What's some of the interesting stories that you've come across and some of the proudest moments you've had in flying?
Oh, well, any time we catch an offender is obviously a good morale boost and is certainly assisting with that. There have been a few occasions where the helicopter has landed and the aircrew themselves, not generally the pilot, he's still inside at the controls, but the TFOs have assisted in conducting the arrest on the ground.
Wow.
There was one I found particularly amusing recently was a gentleman driving his car on the freeway, probably going a little faster than he should, spotted from the helicopter, and he received a phone call from the helicopter telling him to slow down.
Oh, my God.
That's fantastic.
There you go.
Just what's some of the equipment you have? I mean, people out there listening to this, that they think of Blue Thunder, the old movie from the 80s, with all your infrared technology, night vision. Funny thing is, a lot of that's come to reality nowadays. So what's some of the equipment that, it amazes you that we have on the Air Wings helicopters?
Well, not all of it's come to reality because we certainly can't go to whisper mode. Which would be nice, particularly for the residents at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly.
We certainly do fly in with a lot of people would see it, the night sun on the front of the aircraft as well, which is sort of quite bright.
Yeah.
And lights up the ground. And we also fly it with a camera on board as well.
And your trip, Gabby, in the helicopter, you thoroughly enjoyed it?
Yeah, it was fantastic because they do regular patrols. So they're tasked to do, just correct me if I'm wrong, Scott, but you're tasked to do certain things. But and when jobs come up, you respond to them, but you also have to do patrols. And so we went up on one of their regular patrols and we went down, I guess, Mornington Peninsula way and then around the academy. It was a really good trip. I mean, I'm not a very good person who I'm quite a good flyer, but not great in helicopters.
You heard it. Gabby's not a very good person.
We so have that on the record.
So I had my whatever the tablets are to make it so you wouldn't get motion sick. So I had all them with me, and I had my little wristband on for my pressure points, and I was ready to go. So I was excited about it, but I was very nervous about it. But it was fantastic because you don't realize how much you can see and how maneuverable they are, and they do such a range of jobs. I mean, they go out looking for missing persons. They go out. I think that's one of the big things that you do. I mean, looking for someone from a helicopter rather than just being on the ground, it's such a great advantage. And following offenders. Locating offenders for us when we can't find them on the ground, and you've got all the equipment that can help us, whether it's at night or whether it's seeing individuals inside buildings. I mean, there's some great technology on board, and they support the ground troops so well. So it just gave me the opportunity to see how much that's visible from the air. So much different than on a plane.
Yeah, well, and look, it's be quite an amazing experience. And look, I've personally been involved in the industry for 30 plus years now. And as I said to you, Scott, the Air Wing was close to my heart. I was close to it as a boy, got to meet a lot of the guys. I've watched it evolve from certainly the 80s. Something you should be very proud of is that it's a very professional organization. You've certainly since 1975, you've flown very challenging and in some cases quite dangerous missions over the years. Certainly the people who have worked at the Air Wing, who supported the Air Wing over the years, really need to be proud of the work they've done and really need to know that, certainly coming from an aviation point of view. So keep up the great work, keep up the great standards, and look, we're all really, really proud of you, and we're really proud of the GLOW community as well, to forget.
Great. And I'm just so happy that we do have GLOWs in positions that change the way the people they work with view LGBTI people and us as a police force. To show the organisation and to members that there are LGBTI people everywhere and there is support for them, and the organisation and the culture has changed so much, and it's just proof having Scott in this position.
Yeah, no, that's great. Scott, look, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.
Absolute pleasure.
And look, don't forget you can obviously listen to Joy on 94.9. And for you, Scott, that's 94.9. don't forget to listen to the podcast of this show and others on joy.org.au/theGLOW Show. And Gabby, you have some information?
Yeah, so you can email us at theglowshow@joy.org.au, and you can leave some comments or suggestions on what future topics and guests could be. And also, if you want to contact a local GLOW Victoria Police website, and go to GLLO in the search and it will come up with a list of where we are all around the state.
Scott and Abby, it's been a privilege and a pleasure talking to you today. Thanks again. And I'm Will Anting. You've been listening to The GLOW Show on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to The Vic Police GLOW Show, exclusive to Joy Podcast, presented by Vic Police LGBTI liaison officers and a range of Joy presenters. Head to joy.org.au/theGLOW Show to find more episodes, or search Joy 94.9 GLOW Show on iTunes. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Rate and review if you like what you hear.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.